Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, where we walk by faith and not by sight. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Welcome to our family. Real simple here. You just have to believe God is real, His word is true, and it will never return unto Him void. I am thanking God for bringing us to this 6 months in 2025. In some ways, it's like, oh my goodness, there's so much year ahead of us, and it's like, OMG, how did we get to June already? But we bless God for just covering us and keeping us each day. Every day is a blessing to give God thanks, a new grace and new mercy, right? Because it's not a guarantee that we wake up. And some people did not this morning, and some families are in bereavement at this time. So we hold them in our prayers, and we thank God for the opportunity to use what He has given us to be a blessing, to leave a mark, to ensure that our living is not in vain, that we can be just concerned about helping others and adding value and creating solutions to the challenges that we see in the world. So when we get together on Saturdays, it's an opportunity for us to just give God real praise, to be grateful for all the things that He is doing and continuing to do in our lives, giving Him faith for us to just worship and say thank you, not just for all the things He can give us, but just for being God all by Himself, for Him seeing past our faults, seeing our needs, and knowing our heart's desire is to serve Him in spirit and in truth. So I am grateful for each of you. There wouldn't be a community for over these 15 years if it wasn't for each and every one of you that tune in, whether you're on our conference call line, whether you've joined us in the clubhouse streets, whether you catch us on our podcast replay. We appreciate that you are a part of this family, because we don't do this thing called life alone. We do it together. We need one another. And as we grow in our faith and as we get deeper revelation and understanding for faithpreneurs, that comes from building our relationship with God so that He can reveal the manifestation of His glory and the secret places, right, of the Most High. Like, you don't really get to understand so much of what is happening in and through you if you don't take the time to really build your relationship with God. So we make it through a week. We pause here to tell everybody, hey, we shouted from the mountaintop. We know that God is real. We know that there's a blessing with our name on it. We can testify. That was the song I played this morning to open us up by Bishop William Murphy. One of my little bros, just all his soundtracks I love. I think I've downloaded them all. And he told me he's releasing a new single this July. So excited about his ministry of music and, of course, his ministry with his church, Dream Center. But just the opportunity to use song. Y'all know how I feel about my worship up in here. Where's Raquel? Is she here today? You better get ready, girl. I'm not looking at the screen. I don't know if you're here. But she's going to be one of the first. I'm going to have my Faithpreneur record label. How about that? Who said God can't do it? There is nothing impossible with God. So we don't limit ourselves and put Him in a box. As faithpreneurs, we continue to pray for discernment, for the witty downloads, divine ideas, the products, the services, all of the things that you are creating that God gave you the opportunity, the ability, and the desire to create so that we can find solutions that while it might be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs all around the world, you can still be calm and have the peace that passes all understanding because you know that God is still working. He's still in control. He sits high. He looks low. He sees all things and He knows all things. There is nothing hidden from His sight. So today is yet one of those days where I have multiple events going on, but I thank God for our moderators, D. Jason Hodge and Carmen Wolfpreneur, and Dr. Smile is probably on the road doing what she does, but each and every one of you that helps to do with this work, keep this space open so we can get into the word too. So we introduce ourselves, tell everybody where we're from, what we're grateful for, and then the scripture that's grounding you and that you might have been meditating on this week, because that's our daily bread. That's the focus and the practice that we should get used to so we strengthen our spirit. Because we're spirit beings having a human experience. And honey, life be lifing, the math not mathing, the peopling, all the things that Reverend Freddie Hayes gave a good sermon about a couple months ago. And it's the truth. So in these times, you really know what you're built on, what your faith is sturdy on, the word, right? Because God's word will never return unto him void. And when you stand on that word, it gives you strength to keep going. People say, well, I don't know how you do it. You doing this, that, because it's not any strength of my own. But what God continues to do in and through me, that his name gets the glory, the honor, and the praise. And when I opened up my Bible app today, it was right on Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I said, well, amen, Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Everybody that know me know a piece of Jesus is going to fall out of my mouth, honey, because it's just who I am. I am very clear that it is not about me, but what God does through me in every area of endeavor, in every role and title and position and focus that I have. There's nowhere where God is not. So when he puts me in these spaces and I'm able to share my gifts and talents in certain ways, it's because I am completely yielded. I'm sold out for Jesus. So wherever I am, he is with me, walking with me. And that's for each and every one of you. We don't have to go into every space, Bible toting, scripture quoting. You have to live the life, right? So others can see his light in you and be encouraged to want to know and build a relationship with him for themselves. That's the ministry every day. So my marketplace ministry is about creating space for all of you, my faithpreneurs, so that you can shine, that you can share your good news. You can do the thing that God has called you to do to be a blessing on this here planet. So I have a prayer call for my sorority, my team, my chaplain and my prayer team. They're arranging a call that we can get together as a sisterhood and just pray and just come before God, seeking his face with all the work that we do in the communities that we serve, putting him first, because that's who our founders were. You know, they got keys on the campus of Howard University when they started. We were founded January 16th, 1920. So I am so honored that I get to lead our organization 105 years later. And they used to say, oh, those ladies, they're praying. They always having a prayer meeting or they're the prayer band. Well, I'm proud to be associated with an organization who five young college co-eds had the boldness and the courageous spirit to not be ashamed of the gospel, to be able to gather and pray, to be very intentional about what it was that God placed on their heart to develop and build something that has stood the test of time for over a century. So to God be the glory, he gets the glory. So I have to pop off to open up and give some remarks there, and then I'll come back. And remember, we used to be up in here for 15, 20 minutes. It grew to 30, then occasionally an hour. Then on special occasions, we'd have 2 and 3 hours like Christmas, New Year's. And then the Holy Ghost after party started becoming a standard. We'd be hanging out up in here for 2-3 hours and just having a good fellowship and a great time. But being good stewards of our time, I also have to manage that our weekends are filled, because not only do we have our fellowship and our time here, but now that we have our Faith Panora Sunday Joy show on Ivory Jam Radio every Sunday, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have to conserve our energy, because D. Jason Hodge is also co-piloting with the team there on Sundays. So we have to use wisdom and make sure that we're monitoring our time and energy so we don't eke out and like, oh, there's no more time for anything else. No, we have to balance and get rest, right? Because rest is important. I've learned that the hard way. So we do our best to keep the fellowship within an hour-ish now. Sometimes go a little over, hour and a half. But in an effort to make sure that as we pour out, we pause and create time for us to fill our cups, to sit and even just be still and let God continue to minister and how he's expanding our Faith North TV network opportunities and just growing the resources and the bandwidth to be able to reach the masses when it comes to marketplace ministry and our faithpreneurs who are all over the globe. So with that being said, I am going to pause for a moment. I have also Provision 2025 with Apostle Sandy A. Norman. That starts at 9 Central Time. I'll be presenting somewhere in the middle. And then I'm giving a keynote for a rites of passage for these young girls in the Bronx, New York, where I grew up. And it's being sponsored by one of my sister D9 organizations of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So when people say, oh, I didn't know you all work together. Yeah, D9 Stronger Together. So we all chose different means to the same end, but we're here to be a blessing. We're here to add value. And I'm excited to go support my sister Soros this afternoon. Then I have a reunion for an alumni group. I mean, it's just so much in this one here day. So y'all pray my strength. I did take my vitamins already, so I'm ready to go. But I just want to say that as we start, I'm going to share a passage. You know, my favorite devotional. I guess I'm a little biased because it is my mentor's devotional, Dr. Cindy Trim, Command Your Morning. And June 7 says, prayer helps you see. He shall be a tree. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms 1:3. Prayer changes your perception and gives you the ability to see things from God's perspective. It is as if a fog that you never noticed before begins to lift. As you face situations and decisions, wisdom begins to show you more clearly the right way to go. Revelation about the specific actions you need to take is there when you need it. The words for any certain circumstance just well up within you when you need to speak them. It is not that some incredible manifestation happens. It's just that whatever you do or say prospers because of prayer. Like the tree planted by a stream, your spiritual roots tap into a fresh supply of power, which is available upon demand. Isn't that something? You have that on demand, a fresh supply. Woo. All right, let me read her declaration. I decree and declare that I handle each day you give me with prayer. Because I bring my needs to you, I'm not anxious for anything. That's Jason's line. But your peace guards my heart and mind. I turn to you and you give me wisdom. I seek your instruction and you show me the way I should go. I don't worry about the future because you keep my footing sure. Thank you, Lord, for leading me by thy hand. Woo. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. So I will be back. I'll be here for a little bit, about 5 minutes. And then I have to go and give my greetings and open up that prayer. And then I'm going to come back and then probably be here for another 30 minutes or so and into Provision 2025. So if you all didn't register for Provision 2025, I don't even know if there's any spots available. But it's on the resource page for those in Clubhouse. You can click on the link and find that out. That is a massive lineup with Dr. Joyce C. Frazier, Apostle Eckhart, Apostle Jordan, Dr. Sandy, and myself, and I think Dr. Kara, another amazing young woman. So it's going to be a blessed day. I'm claiming blessings. There's so many downloads that God has been giving me, so I can't wait to share it with you all in a couple different ways. Just be deep covered in your prayers, because I'm not independent of it, honey. I need an extra portion, and twice on Tuesday. Love you, Ed. DJ Sahaj, are you ready to take it over? And I will be back. Awesome, awesome. Well, over to you, bro.
Hey, sis. All right, well, you have a great time. I was sitting here when you were going through the whole list. I was like, my goodness. Look, anytime that they decide to reach out to you for an endorsement for the Energizer Bunny, tell them to tell the Energizer Bunny to go home and take some lessons, because clearly they're not doing it right. Hey, y'all. Jason Hodge here, a.k.a. the Jason Hodge. I am really happy to be here. You know my scripture. It is the go-to to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. That's Philippians 4:6-7. Absolutely love that. I stand on that. It's kind of like eating Wheaties for the morning. So that is definitely been my tried and true for the past 10 years. So glad to be here. I am hailing from Tacoma, Washington. And yeah, absolutely love the fact that God woke me up this morning for the VIP prayer call. So glad to be here. I see we've got Sister Carmen on the line today.
How you doing? Hey, yes. How about that? I'm not running somewhere right now. I've had that day last week where I started my day at our breakfast. And
how'd it go?
It was just such a blessed time to be able to, you know, see these amazing scholars just really doing it. I mean, 4-point grade point averages and got a chemical engineer degree. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going for business. Not that business is wrong because I have a business major, but these, you know, a couple engineers, just a lot of talent. And it just made me, you know, how you just leave on high, just thanking God for, you know, this next generation, because unfortunately, you know, it ain't always looking so promising. I don't know what's going on with these kids these days, but, you know, different kind, and just kudos to the parents, you know, because these kids didn't get there by themselves.
Right.
And so they were joined with their parents, and just to be able to, it was a wonderful morning, Jason. I thank God for allowing me, again, trusting me to be able to do something like that. We're going to do it up really big next year, even bigger. So I'm looking forward to the next year. I'm going to start planning now. But yeah, it was a good day. So, you know, I was just thinking about a scripture that we studied in, I don't know if it was Bible study or church, but Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, going back to, as I said, a Bible study that we had not too long ago, and this, what we were discussing was when the enemy gets nervous when you get closer to your assignment. And I don't know about you, Jason, I'm sure others in the audience, you feel like, oh my goodness, he always at me. I got off the plane Thursday night, and I was gone all week in Orlando on business. Got off the plane Thursday night, coming from a very blessed situation. I met my person in terms of where I'm taking my business and some things to the next level. The Holy Spirit had kept telling me, you need to go up to this person. You need to say, introduce yourself. And finally, in the 11th hour, right before an event was over, I did. And it was nothing but God. And come to term, find out she is actually going to be in Houston doing some things with Tina Knowles in 2 weeks. Tina is Beyonce's mother, and she wants me to tag along. So, you know, had I listen to the enemy, like, well, you know, you don't need to do that right now, I would have missed my blessing. But with that being said, you know, the enemy gets nervous. So if you ever find yourself, things just happen. So I get off the plane feeling really good about this trip, get to my car, y'all. Why is there a boot on my car? Thursday night. I'm like, what the hell? So, y'all know what a boot is when you, like, police come and you can't drive. So, call my daughter. She couldn't come get me. Her and Avery was at, so I went on and took an Uber home. And called the, you know, whoever, the city, to find out what's going on. Three meter violations from 8-9 years ago, y'all.
Wow.
Like that a meter expired, that I have no idea. I mean, come on. I'm like, give me me a break. Where was this at? When was this? They give me no data. Well, you can go to court.
Wow.
But if you don't move it within the next 12 hours, it will be told. So I end up spending five extra $100 yesterday just to get my car from some. When I say, you know me and the devil, I'm telling you, I call my mom. I'm like, he's always at me. She said, that's because you're on assignment, you know, and it's just amazing. So I'm saying all that to say to anyone that you feel like you're always being attacked. The devil don't attack was his. The devil don't attack when you're not moving closer to glory. The devil don't attack when you're not on assignment. The devil don't attack when you're not doing anything. You know, we didn't become saved to sit. Just like Dr. Stacy just ran down her day. I'm not saying it has to be like that, but it could be you getting up. We haven't talked to our friend Booker in a while. Go serve somebody. Go do something. Yeah. Each and every one of us has a calling. If you are a believer, God has given you something to do. And that's why I always say, I thank him for the assignments he gives me. Yes, I travel all the time. Yes, I speak all the time. I'm going to spend the day. This is probably the first Saturday in a few months that I'm not running. And yes, but I'm preparing for two speaking events in the next couple of weeks. You know what I mean? So I have a day of, you know, just studying and getting closer to him. And when you find yourself going through all this, take it as joy, you know, as joy, knowing that God is preparing you. He is, you know, preparing you for your next. And so I've had a lot of those little irritating situations, Jason, but even last week, blessing those kids, that week leading into that, Jason, I can't even tell you all the situations and incidents. And they always, for me, y'all, is always financial. See, you know, that's where I'm gifted and I bring, I'm, how can I say this? You know, that's where my blessings lie and where I also bless others. That when God allows me to financially reap benefit, he already told me it's not for you.
Yeah.
It's for you to be a blessing to the kingdom. So that little situation, a couple little situations last week, I said, oh, okay. And then me meeting this individual who's about to take me to some global, not just Houston or national, but some global situations that will be in Houston. And the enemy is pissed. He's upset. And so he always thinks he can get me where it means the most. But just because that little $500 situation the other day, and I'm just saying, God, because, you know, Jason, I watched a news article or a story the other day, or maybe I read it. I think I read it, that most people are $400 from devastation. Even can't come up with a $400 emergency, which is not good, especially if you love God. And that's why you need to be joining my boot camps when we start again soon. But I thank God for being able to bless me in those situations. So y'all, count it as joy. If the enemy is at you, God is trying to get your attention. He has something in store for you. He has something he wants you to do. And if you say you love God, you cannot be sitting. You cannot be saying, ooh, I'm just going this weekend, or, you know, keep it to yourself. If he's blessed you, you are commanded to bless others. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on that long.
Oh,
brother,
no, you're good.
You know, it was whenever God blesses you, the enemy gets upset. And I think that was what I wanted to say. And he has given us dominion. He has given us power to create wealth. He has given us power to heal the sick, to preach the gospel. And that's what we all should be doing. Not just on Sundays, going to church and praising and serving, which I do, but 7 days a week. If you believe God, if you love God, if you are a child of God, every time you leave your doors, you should be doing something around serving and blessing the kingdom. I rest my mic. Oh, by the way, I'm Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur, and God's economic Ambassador tapping in from Houston, Texas. Thank you, Jay.
Love it, sis. Good stuff.
Thank you,
bro. Yeah, keep on moving, sis. Keep on moving.
Like Stacey, pray for my strength, because some days, you know, I almost every day, with the exception of Friday, because I choose it, do 12, 14 hour days. That's just my life. And I don't get tired. But when I am, I'm in my community. People call, I say yes. But, you know, I make sure that it's the right yes. You know,
yes.
People want to hear my voice, just like Dr. Stacey. And I thank God for trusting me to allow me to have a voice.
Amen. Good stuff. All right. So, well, you know that you are in our prayers.
Yes.
We got a prayer wall. So, you know, every day we ask God to
bless
the folks on that wall. So,
and you keep up the great work, my brother. I mean, all that you're doing, not maybe running around like Dr. Stacey and I, but your work and the things that you do to serve and bless people are, you know, just, I don't have the words. And those who don't know you as well as I do and others do, you're serving the kingdom in the way that God gave you to serve, which is, you know, through technology, through, you know, all the things that you do. He didn't give me that gift because I would have you in devastation if it was from a computer. So I just love and adore and appreciate all that you do as well. And you do it sometimes quietly. You know, a lot of people don't know. You're not running like Dr. Stacey today, but you probably got just as many assignments as she does, right?
Yeah.
So thank you for the great work.
Thanks, sis. Love you.
Love you.
All right, we got Sister Gwen on the floor. Sis, mic is yours.
Good morning, coming in from Los Angeles. I'm alive and well, and the devil's mad because I got up again. Amen. In Jesus' name. Sister Carmen, I just want you to know how prophetic you are, because when Dr. Stacey was calling and was giving us the modality of the call, you know, with your scripture, et cetera, the Holy Spirit told me one word. Guess what it was?
What?
Joy.
See, count it all joy.
Joy. Count it all joy when you're tested in trial. And like I tell people, remember, we are in a war. The oppositional force are skilled soldiers, because their head, their general, was in the middle of, he's a protagonist now, was a protagonist with Jesus. He was up in there. He saw how heaven worked, right? So he knows the game plans. You know, when they play football, you know, they sit down and run the game plans of the opposing team to find out what their weaknesses and strengths are. So I do too. So what I'm saying is that good soldiers, skilled soldiers, don't use live ammunition, waste live ammunition on dead folk. So if you're getting hit in the kingdom, that means you are an oppositional force to be reckoned with, and they need to take you out. See, that's why the Bible
says, God.
Okay, so skilled soldiers don't waste ammunition on dead folk.
That's good.
So if you're getting hit, you need to just say, praise God. You know, he said, it was glad unto me that I was afflicted for this cause. And so my scripture is all of them scriptures with joy. Count it all joy when what? I'm tested and tried. Why? Because it's going to produce faith. Why faith? Because God loves faith. What is my strength? When people get on the prayer line and they come in from tradition, pray my strength in the Lord. Well, baby, if you got joy, you got the strength of the Lord, because the joy is the strength of the Lord. So I'm just saying today, God is intentional. Even on this call, we're sitting here, I'm sitting here minding myself business, not really, because you know what? Every time we wake up, it's his business. So we need to really know that. And the first thing he said, one word simply, joy. That there's a joy in this salvation. That he says, there may be sorrow for a minute, but don't worry, I'll be coming back. But right now, receive God's joy. So today, I would like to extend an invitation for us to receive his joy and thus be strengthened in the name of Jesus. And then because we can rely on this word, he says, my word will never return void unto me, but it will accomplish that for which I sent it and prosper in the thing for what it was sent. And if you a word person in the Bible, the, how the Hebrew deals with it, the word physical is Jesus. The word written is the logos of the word. And so right now, Carmen, the Bible says when the thief is exposed, which we know who it is, that you need to demand of heaven seven times what you paid. So seven times 500 is $3,500 expected, but call it in. Because the other word says you have not because you asked not. So what God is dealing with as a just judge coming before him, making our petition, we state our case and he being a just judge will rule according to the law. And the law says when you're afflicted, that God will give you seven times. So do you receive it, my sister? I'll receive it for you in Jesus' name. I'm done.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
I'm just saying, I woke up and see, I had a quiet spirit, but see, now I done got riled. And I'll tell you why, and it's not any of my doing, but I feel the Holy Spirit rising in me as I'm making this. Because God says, do you know who you are, saints? Do we know who we are? And that the battle's not ours, but we have already won. We're just fighting the skirmishes. So I'm just, again, if nothing else, to exhort the body to not play or act little for such a big God. There's such a time of anticipation, but there's a time of transformation and promotion like never before. An open sky. So y'all got me preaching this morning. I'm going to be quiet. I know we got to get off of here with the provision thing. But if I can just say one thing, you have a omnipotent, omniscient God. How can you fail? Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Omnipotent and omniscient. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Woof. That was powerful. Mm-hmm.
The Lord told me.
You know, I was looking at this.
The Lord told me to break it down. He said, he know everything. He know everything. Mm-hmm. And he can. He got power over everything. Okay, praise the Lord. That's from the ghetto Bible. You know, mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I was looking at this video. This was a few weeks back. And it was Bev Tucker, and she was talking about how, I don't know if I mentioned it here in the room before, but she said, you know, that we deal with a different devil than Yeshua did, because at the point that he was dealing with him, he had not yet taken back the keys of death and hell. He had not yet gone to the cross. But at the point that he did, and he stripped him of the authority that he had on this earth, and he returned the kingdom, everything shifted. And so we are supposed to walk in that authority. However, if we're not enforcing what victory had already come, then we end up suffering for that because we're not operating in our authority. So we're supposed to take authority over the things because everything has been set straight in Yeshua's ultimate sacrifice. And I was like, wow, I had never even thought about it like that. The difference is that prior to Yeshua being sacrificed, prior to him laying his life down, the enemy did actually have the dominion over the world. That's no longer the case.
Right. And that's what I said earlier. God gave us mm-hmm. dominion. You know, take mm-hmm. authority. We're not supposed to be taking a back seat at all. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, there is part of the plot of the enemy is to make people, first of all, how does the Lord say we get destroyed? Mm-hmm. And many people would say sin, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. But what God says is what? Ignorance.
Lack of knowledge, and because we've refused it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lack of knowledge, but also because we, by choice, by volition, refused it. And the thing is that Ignorance is the lack of knowledge of. And if you don't know that you have, if you don't know, first of all, that you have authority, but more importantly, you don't even know where the authority came from. So there is a book, I don't get no monies from it, whatever, but Kenneth Hagin Sr., one of the most prolific voices and persons movement, a faith movement, quote unquote, wrote a book called The Authority of the Believer. I would exhort all of you to get it, to read it, to eat it, because most saints don't know their authority. And see, the thing is, the authority, and it's called The Authority of the Believer. It's still thankfully being printed, but the major authority, Jason, and so you went right there. When you went, he had to do certain things because the enemy did not steal the authority. Adam and Eve gave it up. Mm-hmm. So him being a righteous judge had to do everything by the book, him being the book. So the whole thing of God and the duality, right? So he had to take the keys of what death. See, he said, I overcame it because eternity is overcoming death. Yes, but first you got to die, but you're going to get up. Okay? Right. But if we do not understand, even by our words, he says, we're going to be redeemed. Your words will either draw in the provision or repel it. And so the authority he gave us is our mouths speak it. Death and life. And so God is dealing with a major thing right now is, do you know not only your God, but do you know who you are, whose you are? And lastly, do you know your assignment in the kingdom?
Exactly. Amen on that.
Amen. Praise to y'all. Got me preaching. I'm shutting up. But God wants us
to hear Mother Gwen preaching.
See, I'm so sorry, but you know what? I had to repent the other night. You know what I repented of? Of serving God small. Mm-hmm. I remember when I became a young Christian and I started reading the Bible, really read. I have always been saved since an 8-year-old. I mean, when I know really saved, right? But when I started reading the word, that's where you're going to get your power, being filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to get into denominational debate about that. And also, but knowing this word, because he says that's what we should live by. I was sitting outside. We were outside having an outside service. And I had just read about everything is dominion under my feet. And there was this wasp flying around. Everybody was running. And I said, young Christian, right? I said, Lord, you bring him to my feet so I could stomp on his head. Guess what happened? That thing flew right down to my feet. And guess what I did? I didn't stomp on his feet. I went to running. I ain't gonna tell no lie, but what when I gathered myself, I realized that I had just spoke that. I'm just leaving that with you. Just a wasp. We have dominion, dominion, dominion. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a good one right there. Well, look, I just jumped back in. I said, "Ooh, I just heard the end of Mother Gwen." That blessed me. And you never have to apologize for sharing a good word in the room. And as we aim to wind down a little early today, I see Dr. Smile came in. Good morning, Dr. Smile. I hope that you and Uncle Vinny are doing well and you got him his chocolate milk. But Jason, Tommy, what I missed? What y'all shared while I was gone?
Oh, there's some good stuff.
So, Dr. Stacy, I was telling people, I just got off the plane Thursday night, traveling on business in Florida all week. And I almost missed an opportunity, Dr. Stacy, because I was listening to the enemy, but the Holy Spirit kept telling me to speak to somebody, to introduce myself to somebody. You know how you go, well, you know, I don't, you know, you find a reason why you shouldn't, but 3 days in a row, you need to go in. Introduce yourself to this person. So finally last 11th hour on Thursday, I'll go up to this person, introduce myself. She's like a Senior Vice President in Global Philanthropy. I mean, she's huge. She's big. She's a sister. So I introduced myself, and Dr. Stacey Guy took over. Guess what? She'll be in Houston in 2 weeks doing a project with Tina Knowles, and she says, I'm sending you my itinerary. I want you to roll with me. And she has some things. She wants to put me on a global platform in the philanthropy world, which you know I'm in. So I almost missed my moment. And I'm on high. I get to the airport, Dr. Stacey. I mean, in Houston. I landed Thursday night. Just had a wonderful, God bless it, week, in business. Get to my car. Why is there a boot on my car? You know what a boot is, right? When the police come.
That is a lie.
Baby. So I went through all that. Long story short, end up having to pay $500, they say, for 3 meter violations back from 2015, 18. I'm going, what? That meters had expired. Turned into a $500 bill. And if I didn't move my car within 12 hours, they was going to tow it. So probably another $500. Mm-hmm. And I was telling people that when the enemy comes at you, see, you know, he attacks me. Y'all don't heard the stories. He always attacks me financially. Why? Because that's where I'm being most blessed. Y'all know what just happened last week. And even leading up to that scholarship breakfast, which was amazing, Dr. Stacey, I had a couple more challenges, 2 flat tires in 1 week. Come on, y'all. I forgot to tell y'all that.
Yeah,
that
you didn't tell us that.
And I drive a Mercedes, so add it up. Okay. He always attacks me where I'm being the most blessed. You know what I mean? Like, God blesses me. When he blesses me financially, he said, I don't do that for you. I do it for you to bless the kingdom, which I do. He trusts me. He knows that I'm going to follow what he wants me to do. I walk in purpose. So I said all that to say, and I was encouraging everybody, the devil don't attack what was his. If you are on attack, that's count it all joy. And that's what Mother Gwen jumped in. Count it all joy. That means that God is prepping you or preparing you and placing you to, you know, for your next. You know, it don't feel good. It don't feel good every time I turn around. I got it. My mother, y'all didn't tell y'all this 3 weeks ago, the Friday before Mother's Day, she her electricity was out. Didn't nobody tell me until Saturday night. Monday morning, I called the electric company. She owes $2,600. I had to drop $1,100 in order to get her electricity turned on. This is just a few weeks ago. And still now owe $1,400. The point is, it's always in the category of where I told people, God, also, Dr. Stacey, and I don't mean long, but I got to get this out. Sure. I read an article the other day that even people that make $100,000 is $400 from devastation. They can't come up with a $400 emergency like I constantly, probably 3,000 to 4,000 just in the last few weeks. But what did I do last week? I blessed 10 students with a $1,000 scholarship. So he always try to get me, but he can't get me. He can't. He's given us dominion. And I was telling just people, Dr. Stacey, if he's coming at you, count it all joy. Right, Mother Gwen? Count it all joy. That means you're walking in purpose. That means you're doing his work. If you, God didn't save us to sit. If you're not having challenges, you might want to, you know, have a conversation with your maker, because that means you're not doing what God has asked me to do. We all have an assignment. We all, like I say, money needs an assignment. We all have an assignment. And if we're not walking in purpose and doing what God requires us to do, then, you know, again, go in your prayer closet. So I had to get that out. And that's what I have been talking about. Sorry I took so long.
No, why y'all apologizing? We need to make the door. VIP prayer call. This is where we tell the good news and tell the story. And what you shared, it's a revelation about challenge and obstacles. Dr. Frazier was talking about it the other day, and he's mentioned it before. He likes to mention the stoicism quotes. I was like, well, I know they got half of that stuff from the Bible, right? Biblical principles, but talking about the obstacle being the way. That as you move through life, there's always something. He said, God puts an obstacle in the way so that you can figure out how to deal with it, how to go above, around it, through it. But what it really is sharing. He loves that quote that he learned from those teachings. But biblically, it is an opportunity for us to understand that we live in a fallen world, right? That things are going to happen. But what God is training us is how to react, because we're in the world, but not of the world. So when these things come, I am convinced that the enemy takes his job seriously, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. So if he is doing his job consistently and thoroughly, he's coming after you with everything that he has, because you're an interruption to his plan. Amen. He can't stop what God has already purposed for your life, but he will do everything that he can to try to get in the way, to distract you, discourage you, and deplete your ability to remember who God is and who he called you to be. So these attacks give you an opportunity to make a choice. Are you going to succumb to it? Are you going to give up, lay down, wave your hands in the air and throw them like you just don't care? Or are you going to say, no, that is not my portion. No, my bank account is lying on me. No, I am healed in Jesus' name. No, that relationship is restored. No, God gives me all good things, right? No good thing which he withholds from those that love him. So these obstacles, challenges, situations, I've come to find out that they're really carefully disguised as opportunities for you to grow your faith. And what you did was like, oh, okay, so you want to put this boot on the car. So I'm like, I can't believe this is happening to me just when I'm doing this and that. So you get discouraged and your mind starts focusing on the situations. And not that the situations are not happening, but we learn to acknowledge it, but trust what we know God can do. The same thing that he gave you back in COVID. Acknowledge what you see, trust what you know. That God is victorious, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that he is covering and keeping me. He is my light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So yeah, you put a boot on my car like you think that's going to distract me. Guess what? Just because of that trick enemy, how about I get a new car? How about God goes me above and beyond? How about Ephesians 3:20 blessings are coming my way because you keep trying to get in the way? And I've come to find out that that's how the enemy, that's why he's crafty, right? That's how he tries to work, is to pull all the joy and the energy out of you, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you start focusing on what's happening, the challenges, the situations, then you're not focusing on God and who he is and that he can conquer. So you just reset. You were aggravated, right? Because you're human. You're going to look at that and be like, what? But you went right back into, Lord, I know you got this. You're going to work it out. It's all good. Because look at what he's trying to block you from. This opportunity to be able to connect with someone who has other doors, other resources, to place you in what the prophetic word has said about your journey. So, of course, he can see that that's happening. It's like, oh, what can I do to throw something else in the way to try to flatten her tire? But he a lie from the pits of hell, because the more he attacks, the more you praise. And that's what confuses the enemy. And you're able to continue to give God the glory. Like, just sharing that was for somebody in the room who might be at a different place in their faith walk. And when these attacks come, it takes them out for a little bit. And it takes them a while to get back up so that they can fight again. And you have to build up your spiritual stamina. This life we're living, these times that we're in, this is not for the wimpy and the whiny, honey. You can't be like, oh, Lord, help me. What's happening? As the kids say, buck up. We got to fight. We got to put on the whole armor. And when you feel an injury or you feel like, whew, this one was a lot, that's when you call the saints so that they can pray with you. You say, look, I just need you to pray. Sometimes you don't have to explain the situation. You have to tell what it is. Like, just cover me in prayer right now. Or God will place somebody on your heart and you'll just pick up the phone and call them. Like, you're resting heavy in my spirit. And just start praying. Do you like me to pray? Do we need to pray about something? Is there something that I can be helpful with? Because that's how God places us in community together, so that we can be a blessing to others. So be encouraging. There's a different angle to the fishermen when they had to throw the net, right? When God was telling them to cast the net on the other side after they then stayed up all night, they were looking for the fish, ain't no fish come. You know, you just want to give up. Like, you're out doing something and you've been doing it for so long and there's been no result, you want to retreat and give up. That's how the enemy tries to just wear you down. Like, well, see, it didn't work. I thought God told you this. Well, why it ain't happened yet? What's taking so long? Why there no fish in your net? And then God's going to tell you to still cast it out, to still throw it out, to still go further, deeper, right? It's deeper in that relationship. I just had a experience with that this week where there was some outreach as we're building this network and some people that I had reached out to before. And I'm like, well, I reached out to them already. Like, why bother? And it was like in my spirit, just pressing to continue to reach. And that reach broke open some more opportunities. And it was just a real life revelation and example that as we're going through the growth and the development of our faith, because as faithpreneurs, that's the cornerstone of this journey. It's to build our relationship rock solid with God, that as we strengthen our relationship with him, he reveals more to us so that we can operate as ambassadors of his in the kingdom, doing this marketplace work, getting the divine downloads, the answers, the products, the programs, the services that will create opportunities for others to see his glory, to be, wow, they always call him on Jesus. Ooh, I guess he really does work. He is an on-time God. It might have taken long in our eyes, but he doesn't measure time the way we measure time. He has a purpose plan for every single thing. So when we see the trials, tribulations, and aggravations, yes, as Carmen said, it's a sign that you are definitely moving in a space of creating change that the enemy doesn't want to see. But we're not going to give him any room to suck the life and energy out of you and your assignment. You're going to keep on moving just like Carmen did, because she did what? Take action, action, despite the distraction. This work and that book and the word and volume 2 that's coming, it's not about me, but it's clear examples of how to keep going, to keep pursuing what God has called and purposed for you to do in the kingdom. We are in the world, but not of the world. So as we hold on to his promises of yes and amen, we can walk different, talk different, react different. Some people don't even understand how you flow, right? I was talking to my cousin about that, and I said, you're very present. Aggravate the enemy, because I know he can't stand me with all his guts, right? Just when you walk in the room, you shift the atmosphere.
Amen.
And people are like, well, what's up with her? What's up with him? What? And they hating on you. They don't even know what you're going through. They don't even know your story, but they see the glory of God and they get jealous and they get covetous and just, you're like, what you hating on me for? Everybody got the same opportunity to use your skills, gifts, and talents that God gave you. But if you choose to hide it under a bushel, that's not my fault. I'm not going to shrink into a comfortable place of what you want me to be because you're not exercising your ability to be great.
Right.
If God gave me multiple skills and talents, I'm going to use every last one. Use me, Lord. And I'm not going to apologize or try to defend what God has given me. No, you can spend that energy doing that. I'm going to go ahead and use every single thing that he has placed on the inside of me that gives him the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Yes.
So as we walk through this weekend and prepare for next week and listen to the words that we've shared and the testimonies that we have, it's because we want to strengthen your resolve to stay the course. We've come too far now to turn back. And life is going to life. People are going to people. The math may be mathing differently from time to time, but we will be victorious, right? We're already victorious. So you can claim it. Begin with the end in mind that we already won. But as we go through these different spaces, challenges, and opportunities, it grows our faith, grows our ability to be a witness. And I'm just so excited about what you shared, Carmen, because you're demonstrating in real time your conscious decision not to let what's around you discourage what you know is in you. And that's the anointed assignment that God has given you to transform and change lives as his economic ambassador. It was no accident that you met up with her. That was intentional. So that you are preparing for the next. He said you would speak to nations.
Who thought?
So we Dr. in the Stacey, crowd of witnesses.
Who thought? You're so on point. I'm telling you, who thought this lady will be in my town doing a big assignment, and the devil tried to keep me from, you know, walking up to this person.
Can I just jump in real quick? I just
absolutely
heard word. Here's the word that I heard. Then when you gave the whole circumstance of the fishermen, that they heard two words. One, count it all joy when you're tested and tried, because good soldiers, skilled soldiers in the kingdom of darkness are not going to use live ammunition to shoot dead people. But what I heard, the word of the Lord is expect, particularly in this time, even spam calls, because he is trying to get the people of your destiny to you. Have an expectation. Do not allow your past experiences or behaviors of, like, I don't know this person. He says, goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my lives, and that his benefits are running after you. And so Carmen said that she almost deflected what God was sending. The Lord of hosts has activated different things in the spiritual realm to get people, situations, offerings to you. So I would advise you even to answer spam calls at this hour. If you've prayed certain things and God has told you certain things about what is to come, they are coming. That's the word of the Lord that I hear. Secondly, avoid your possible tendency to continue to do the former. The fishermen continue to put their nets on one side, former things. When Stacy was talking about someone coming to her and it wasn't working, former things, he gave them a new thing. So expect people that you don't know in entities that you're not familiar with. Your steps are being ordered. Open up, have expectation, for God is trying to get this stuff to us. Do not be ignorant. Do not be ignorant. So you may have to deal with it. I'm saying even, I heard the Holy Spirit, he said, even spam calls, he says, because I'm going to get them to you. So we need to know the time of initiation is now, saying the Lord. He is trying to get this to you in Jesus' name. And what happened when I first came on the line, I was sitting here waiting for God to tell me what scripture I was going to have, you know, because I say all of them, 66 books, everything. But he spoke to me one word, joy, and Karma started talking about it. And the Lord said, the joy of our salvation is not only that, it's our strength. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And what are we to do when we are tried and in tribulation? Count it all joy. We're being tested for promotion. So again, there's an open sky. Be very, very intentional. Do not refrain from your unfamiliar. Be wise, certainly, sober. But God is trying to get things to you. I'm getting phone calls from people that I haven't spoken to for years. Let God chase you down, but stop running and say, bring it to me, Father, in Jesus' name. That's the word of the Lord.
Now, Sister Gwen, when you talked about even spam calls, I just wanted to understand that a little bit better. You're saying that they're coming in like for the good, or
God is going to get it to you no matter how.
Got it. Okay.
I had 4 spam calls. I answered them all because I don't know everybody's phone number. Because I say something and I say it in humor, but I mean it. I know how to block and I know how to hang up. But I've gotten calls from people that I didn't know because I didn't recognize. But, you know, because I'm a travel manager, I basically have a different philosophy about getting calls. Okay. And I know that they are also sometimes they're nuisance. Right. But the woman in my church who God is, her assignment is nothing but, you know, we all are called to evangelize. But she spoke something one day on our prayer line and she said, I minister to them. She says, I think of it like God has given them presence to me. And she says, before she lets him get off the line, she asks him, do they know Jesus? He said, she said, she counts it all. See what I'm saying? Different perspective. And I know they're nuisance, but I'm saying right now in this time, in this call, God says, just like Carmen said, this woman approached her with 100% of what her destiny is. Right, Carmen? And her first response was not to receive. I'm saying open up. You can still monitor it. But yes, even spam calls, I heard it. And like I said, I've gotten calls from people. I didn't recognize their phone numbers, but they were trying to get to me for a positive.
Nice.
And I think the unknown, we call it spam because it'll show up and say, oh, this number may be spam, but calls we don't know, right?
Exactly.
That's really what we're talking about. And I think that's important to just the example of, we don't know where the blessing is coming from. We don't know who God is going to use. And a lot of the righteous, right, laid up.
Right. And the thing is that the unknown, but also avoiding just the familiar resources. See, how I've preached that whole thing about the fishermen is that the God of all provision simply spoke to every fish within 100 miles of me, come here. That's why the fish came. Because he spoke to that species, and them, unlike humans, they didn't think about it and say, well, let me see if that's really God. Let me try it by the spirit. They swam to where he told them to come. I'm going to stop because I'm preaching.
No, I think that is a wonderful opportunity for us just to think about what's getting in the way. And even with your example of unknown calls or, you know, just answering and speaking, because there have been times where I didn't want to pick up a call because I didn't recognize a number and it was attached to someone or something on the other end that was a blessing. And it's just being open to trust God for however he's working and whoever he uses. So sometimes we're very judgmental and we want to think that we're so holy and everybody else is not holy and they're not doing it. God will use anybody to get his work done, period. Right? So no matter what it looks like to us, we can't always just operate in our limited thought process or capacity. But say, Lord, whatever you're using, however you're using, because it could be someone who might not be a believer now, but through the move of God and the work that you end up doing with them could end up being a believer, right? So it's all of the ways in which we grow in our faith and our community and that we can have conversation around what that looks like and how we don't limit what God can do or try to do his work for him. He don't need us to tell him how to do it. He just need our obedience. And as we're obedient, and even though Carmen, you were sharing like, I don't know, that obedience allowed for you to have a new door of opportunity open to you. And even the other day, I made a phone call, well, actually it was a text message. And, you know, many of us can relate to the fact like something will come in your spirit to do, and you'll talk yourself out of it if you're not careful. And it could be the Holy Spirit just gently giving you a suggestion, giving you a download. And if you don't act on it right away, it'll escape you. And because I acted in that moment, I ended up getting a response that particular individual was just landing in the States. And that was a response like, oh, my goodness, I just got here. What a wonderful text to get, because we have some opportunities to explore. What if I had let that pass and I was like, oh, no, I won't do it. I won't send it now. That's what the enemy tries to do, to distract you from listening to the voice and the instruction of God that will open up the connected pieces to whatever he is instructing and orchestrating in this particular season in your life. Timing, obedience, all of it works together in how we continue to do what we are doing. So, who was that, Ross? Go ahead, darling.
Y'all, blessings, blessings, blessings. Spam.
the way Mother is teaching it. Speak, pray, answer, and minister. So I've got quickly four scriptures. Speak with grace, even when they foolish, who's calling on the other end. Let your conversation always be full of grace, Colossians 4:6. Pray for the caller, which already heard. Mother, y'all know how I do acronyms. Mother didn't know I had a spam acronym. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Use every opportunity, expected or not, as an opportunity to bless. Spam. A for answer with discernment. My sheep hear my voice, John 10:27. Use Holy Spirit. Worship to know when to pick up and when to let go or bypass. M is minister to their spirit. Let your light shine. Matthew 5:16. If you answer, release light, love, and quick blessing, even if they're trying to sell you something. And I just want to share with y'all something. When one year when I got hurt at work, on the job, got in a car accident, really bad. Spam was just really kind of beginning. This is many, many, many years ago. The spammer, who was a high school student, was now in college, because when I called, I can't think of one of the Synchrony, to take care of a payment that had gotten behind. The Synchrony person who was on the line said, "You bless me because you talked to me and said, why am I playing on the phone?" Took off my bill. So I just want to let y'all know. And today is my best friend's birthday. I've been emotional, but I want to tell you this. Umbilical cord. Do not. Your spiritual umbilical cord, y'all. Don't disconnect your spiritual umbilical cord. That is your nutrition to the Father. That is your nutrition to the Father. And, you know, the baby, the father, the biological father gladly cuts the cord because the baby has come into the world. I've been dreaming all this week. And Carmen, her thing is with money. Every time I make a move or have been blessed to do something, this year I've been getting the flu. I haven't even ever had COVID. And I just said, Lord, so somebody said, Roz, you got to stay in go mode spiritually and mentally, but still rest when it comes to the body. So y'all, the spam caller and how people call, God is still looking at how are we handling things, regardless that it can be a distraction. So I came in at the right time because I woke up at 3, Terry and Pray and Vinny told me to go back to sleep. I didn't. And then by the time I fell asleep, y'all done started and almost ended. But I just wanted to share, that with y'all about spam. So what are the things, whether it's a phone call or an annoying church member who comes up to you and you act shady with them? I mean, I'm just saying, the puzzle pieces of all of our Clubhouse rooms or programs always come together. We have got to pay attention to everything that crosses our path. Y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, most cherished. Oh, this last thing. I have partnered with someone else who believes in the power of smile, who has over like 2 million viewers and has been asked to partner with me. So y'all keep that in prayer. I was on a show and shared it with 4 other people. So I just said, okay, Lord, here I am. Take care. I love y'all.
Hey, Dr. Stacey, I just wanted to say to Roz and to everyone, remember I said earlier that the enemy attacks you where you bring most value, because God trusts me financially. That's why I'm always attacked financially. Dr. Roz, her physical body, she is an encourager. She's an uplifter. Y'all know you get the texts, the phone calls. She always brings that smile to you, no matter your circumstances. And that's why she's always physically attacked. She just confirmed what I said. He attacks you where you bring most value to. And I just want to say, my sister, covering you, because yes, without getting that smile, and the enemy knows that when he keeps your body, you know, down, that he's trying to come at you where you bring most value to. So I love you.
I love you. And I don't know if you told Dr. Stacy about our event last week, because Dr. Stacy, the other three of Mama Jones people, oh my gosh, that was such a powerful service to be in. And Carmen, because of the covering of that service, mm-hmm. and then getting and returning back home, and I went on to the doctor, I had that in my hard drive. Mm. The praise, y'all.
Yeah, we served together me, Mother Joan, Roz came to our church last Sunday. Wasn't it just a blessing? I mean, yes. We would take too much time to go into it, but we were able to be together physically. Yeah. So.
But y'all remember that umbilical cord, James 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches, the one who remains in me, and I in him produces much fruit. Y'all, we be spending too much time him-hawing on the not instead of the what so and what has already happened. We've got to create these visualizations and affirm in God's word that we are attached to the ultimate lifeline, Jesus, who gives us everything we need for spiritual health, growth, and renewal. And I'm thinking over here, because I'm coughing and I can't breathe, I'm not going to talk, and I came in late. He said that, no, I am your God. And you share because your confirmation is in the part that you heard. We're never late unless we're purposefully late and negating to be somewhere. I came in the room at the right time. I love y'all.
Love you too, sis.
And we're praying your strength. And this is just demonstrating what we talk about. There'll be days. Well, let me first start with saying you're spot on, Carmen, because you get attacked in the area where you are bringing the value. That's what the enemy's trying to stop, your assignment. So part of Dr. Smile's assignment is to keep everybody smiling. It's about the ministry, using the acronyms that she has to be able to inspire others to actions that give God the glory. And when she's out of her strength, right, when she can't do any more from her physical, that's when God overrides with his supernatural. That's why staying connected to the word gives her strength, even physically, when she is not feeling in her body 100%. God is restoring her just by pushing to come in the room, right, by pushing to open up her mic, by pushing to give God the glory and the praise. That's where victory and healing comes from. So we're going to pause just to pray over our sister and everyone that is here and in the audience and can intercede on her behalf. We're going to pray a prayer of restoration, of healing, of covering her heart from missing her best friend, Dr. Chapatica. This is, we human beings, right? So the Lord knows that we're going to go through certain things, but he's given us the power and the authority to legislate with the word that he has given us in his Bible, right? That we understand how to use them and how to come against the wiles of the enemy. So when we have our moments, we need our saints, we need our brothers and sisters around us to encourage us and to keep us lifted during the challenges that we face. So Lord, we just come before you right now, and we ask that you continue to cover, to sustain, to heal, to fortify your daughter. You know what she stands in need of right now. You know what she is experiencing and what she's going through. And in the midst of everything, she has never stopped giving your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. This is your daughter. This is your work. And you will provide her the capacity to experience yet another testimony of your healing, of your grace and your mercy. We come against every trick and plan of the enemy to continue to distract her, to cause physical ailment and challenge her breathing. We open in the name of Jesus every blood vessel attached to her airways. Lord, there is nothing that will stop her from breathing freely, from being able to get whatever is causing obstruction out right now. In the name of Jesus, we command it to flee. Anything that exalts itself against your word, dear Lord, we cast it down. And we know healing is her portion. Victory is her portion. Covering from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. We thank you in advance. No matter what it looks like, we claim victory, healing, peace, and joy is her portion. Thank you for her faithfulness to you, for her willingness to serve, to give, to truly be a beacon of light and to bring a smile to others in the kingdom. So we praise you that in this moment, as we fellowship together, you continue to show us that there for the grace that you give us, Lord, we go. So we thank you that in this room, in this space where two or three are gathered, we know the Spirit of the Lord is. And we just thank you, Father, for victory one more again. We thank you for conquering and completely destroying the plans of the enemy, because we are more than victorious through you, the Christ who strengthens us. So we just honor you and we glorify you. You know all the needs, meet every need. Cover Uncle Vinny, be with him. And we just ask you just to give them an extra portion. Surprise them. Blow their mind with an Ephesians 3:20 blessing, Lord, for their faithfulness and their service to you. Not for vainglory, not for what others would say, but for everything that gives your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. So as I pray this prayer and close this prayer, may every cell, every blood vessel, everything that is flowing through her body aligns with the health and the prosperity that you have already purposed for your daughter, our Dr. Clubhouse Auntie Rob. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you, Dr. Stacy.
Love you too. I love you too. So, as we get ready to wind down today, we just bless God. I think it's time for some praise, to put the praise on. We put the praise on it, because as we're going through, sometimes you just don't have the words. You just got to leave it in the praise and say, Lord, do what you do. There's nothing else. I have nothing else to give. I turn it all over to you, and I believe you, and I believe that I will have yet another testimony that you will do it again, because you've done it before. Same God, same opportunity for you to get the glory and the praise to everything that we have done. So as we close out today, I want to thank all of you who've been here, whether you've been on the conference line. Oh, I didn't even check on the conference line. If you're still on the conference line and you want to share, you can star one to unmute yourself so we can greet you and welcome you. And if you are catching the replay, I hope that today has blessed you and that you are encouraged that God is not done, right? He is still doing a work. We're going to hold on to his word because we know his word will never return on Tim Boyd. We're going to praise him for the victory in every area of each and every one of our lives and all of what you are facing or what you're going through. We just ask for just God to lead us, right? That's all we can do. There's nothing else we can do at this point but to praise him. And as we praise him, we take our mind off of any challenges, situations that may be causing whatever, right? It could be a litany of things, from challenges with children to finances to relationships. Who knows what it is? But we know no matter what it is, no weapon form will prosper. And we can be just encouraged that we're not alone. You out here trying to fight this battle by yourself. What you doing? You better give it over to God, because he's the one that can do all things. Right? It's not any strength that we have of our own, but what he gives us and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So be encouraged as we before I put on the praise, I just looked, I see our psalmist has come up on the stage. Let me grab my phone so I can shout out everybody who is still here. Hey, Katie, Angela, Daryl, Josie, Lynette, is this Apostle? Oh, Apostle Dr. Brenda, how you doing? Hey, Namesake. Hey, Dr. Viva, Yvette, Tanika, what's up, girl? Dr. Jennings, Denise, Portia, Regina, Robin, Kiera, Stitch, and Miz. And if I didn't shout out whoever was here earlier, sorry. But we're going to let our sister Raquel share with the family, and then I may not play the praise song because she might sing us out. But I said the prayer. It is done. God is moving. We declare and decree victory. We declare and decree healing. We declare and decree healed relationships. We declare and decree that children who might be acting outside their natural mind will line up with who God has called them to be. We decree and declare restoration in broken relationships. We decree and declare that every faith entrepreneur in this room will have the anointing of increase as a result of their obedience, because your word tells us the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. And but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. So we stand on that promise that you'll have every resource you need to do all the things that you need to do in the kingdom, to be able to share and to encourage those who don't know the God we serve, who don't know how sweet it is to trust him, who don't realize that he could is the best friend you could ever have. So, Sister Raquel, songbird, songstress, mighty woman of God, evangelist of the musical gospel. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am on this stage right now solely out of the obedience of Holy Spirit. I truly did not intend on coming up here today. But it is to deliver this to Dr. Ross. Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of life, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Heal my heart, mend it today. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of life, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Heal my heart, mend it today. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Glory to us.
Amen.
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 Breathe on me. Woo, Holy Spirit. Yes, the Lord. You know you can't never sing one refrain. We need another refrain.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of life. Breathe on me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Heal my heart. Heal my heart. Heal my heart. And mend it today. Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
Mm. Woo, Jesus. I just thank God for you, Sister Raquel. On a serious note, was part of your desire ever to do an album? Have you already lined up some songs?
That particular song is original, and it's Holy Spirit original, because it came out of a translation of my tongues, and those words were transformed into that melody. And so to answer your question, yes, it is my desire to do that. It has been my desire to do that. In fact, when I started college, I was a vocal performance major with a lifelong desire to sing at the Metropolitan Opera House. So, yes, absolutely.
Mm.
Well, you got an agent if you need one.
We're going to decree and declare that you will produce. It's a worship album. That's what you have, a that worship ministry and anointing that you have is so rich. It's we're going to talk. I need to get your info. Can you? I don't ever go in this chat. Me and this clubhouse, all the things they keep updating. DJ Jason Hodge, can you make sure that we get Raquel's information? Because I have some more downloads that I need to talk to her about.
I'll see if I could find it, sis. She's real difficult to get in contact with. Search high and low. I'll connect you guys.
That needs to be released. There's a couple of things coming up, and I thank God for your ministry of music. There's a transformational work through your anointed words to usher God's people into praise and supplication. Woo, Jesus. Mm. My God today.
Amen. Amen.
Woo. The Lord, I'm like, Jesus, why you do this to me when you know these lashes got to stay on for the rest of the day? My God today. Y'all pray for me. But I thank God for each and every one of you. This has been a great fellowship. We're going to close out with some praise. Lamborghini is one of the artists, Afro gospel artists that I love. And he has a song, God Is Not Done. And that's what I'm going to pray us out with. God is not done. He is still working on each and every one of your behalf. Be encouraged. Tune in and catch us for our Faith North Sunday Joy on ivyjamradio.com tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. And for those in the New York Tri-State area, it's on 97.1 FM HD3. And I want to thank DJ Jason Hodge, Commonwealth Fenora, Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz, our Mother Gwen, I know she had to drop off, and our songbird, our anointed songbird, the musical evangelist, Raquel. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who has been in this room. Remember, God is not done.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I know who I am, and I know where I come from. I know it's not easy to stay tough. Small mind sit down with small talk. Big dream, silence, and focus. Sometimes God will take you on a journey. On a journey you never realize that you need it. Trust and believe, you shall receive. Everything you pray for, you shall receive. Trust and believe, you shall receive. Everything you pray for, you shall receive. God is not done with me. No, God is not done with me. He's just getting started, and I'm right there for it. God is not done with me. No, God is not done with me. He's just getting started, and I'm right here for it. Patient, patient, be patient, 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 be patient, patient, patient. He's just getting started, and I'm right here for it. I know you've been waiting for a miracle. I know you've been fighting some obstacles. I know, I know, I know, I know. Even when you don't want to speak, I know. Every ending is a new beginning. Relax yourself, it's a new beginning. Every ending is a new beginning. Relax yourself, it's a new beginning. God is never late, can never be late. Never, 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 can never be late. God is never late, can never be late. Never, 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 can never be late. God is not done with me. No, God is not done with me. He's just getting started, and I'm right here for it. God is not done with me. No, God is not done with me. He's just getting started, and I'm right here for it. Be patient, patient, patient. Be patient, patient, patient. Be patient, patient, patient. He's just getting started, and I'm right here for it. With me, no, God is not done with me.
not done with you. He's not done with me.
He is not done with any of us. God is good. Yes, all right, well.
He is not done with me. Look, I was done. Talking and praising. Thank you, my brother. He is not done with me. I was having my own moment. Right. And then turn back up my mic. But thank you, thank you. Close down the room and go with God. Be encouraged. God is not done with you. He's just getting started.
Amen.
And I'm right here for it.
Amen. All right. Well, you all, if you've not yet checked out the resource page at the top of the room, you can go to faithpreneur.me and check out the page. It's got some good stuff in there. And, you know, we're always updating. Matter of fact, you'll see a different background today. So pop on up there and then share it out with others. All right. So we will be back again, God willing, same time next week on Clubhouse. Bring your friends. Share them the replay also. This is some good stuff today. All right. So on that note, the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2. And remember to tune in to Sunday Joy tomorrow. All right. And you can go to iRejamRadio.com. Again, that's iRejamRadio.com. Or you can tune in to iRejamRadio.com, 97.1 FM HD3. And we are live at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m. And that is 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time till 11 a.m. And that is, what is that, 11 a.m. Central Time to 1 p.m.? Okay, look, I'm getting all these things down. Okay, I kind of feel like one of those switchboard operators. So anyway, iRejam Radio, IRIEJAM Radio, RADIO.com, and catch us on Sunday Joy. All right. So on that note, the room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.